In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. May God bless you all, and a happy Feast of Resurrection to everyone. هيحط على السكرين دلوقتي a picture of a car, a license plate بتاعتها. It's blocking someone يعني. If it happened to be your car, please remove it. Today as we celebrate the Feast of Resurrection. We'll be told. Oh, this is the part. Okay. طيب خلاص. You can remove it. Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we are celebrating the Feast of Resurrection, I just want to take a moment to meditate with you in four blessings that we receive from the resurrection of the Lord. As we read in the Pauline epistle that we read today, this is from 1 Corinthians, he says about, so is the resurrection of the dead, and then he likened to the seed, and then he said something about it. He said the first thing, that it is sown in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. So the first blessing of resurrection is it moves us from corruption to incorruption. Okay. The next thing, it says it is sown in dishonor and it is raised in glory. So the second thing, resurrection moves us from dishonor to to glory. The third thing, it says it is sown in weakness and it is raised in power. So resurrection moves us from weakness to power. And the last thing, it says it is sown a natural body and it is raised a spiritual body or a supernatural body. So resurrection moves us from that which is natural to that which is spiritual. I just want to take a few moments to meditate with you in those four meanings of resurrection. أول حاجة, we said the first thing, we said that resurrection moves us from corruption to incorruption. Corruption was the result of the death, came as a result of death. يعني, I'll give you a simple example. Anything that is around, so that long that this thing is alive, صح? It doesn't go corrupt. It's not bad, صح? يعني, if you have a flower, okay, and that flower is alive. بالعكس, that when you look at it on the contrary, you see that it's beautiful, okay? Sometimes even it gives like beautiful smell. But then what happens to that flower if you pluck it out of the ground? It looks حلو for a little bit, صح? And then you put it in the vase and then you try to water it and put عليها الفلاور food والحاجات دي, okay, whatever. And then it can stay around for a little bit. But then what eventually happens to it is it withers, right? Take an animal, for example. So long an animal is alive, is good, is moving, it's playing, whatever, okay, very nice, hell, cute, gamil, okay. But then after this, once it dies, what happens to it? It becomes corrupt, it goes rotten. I bet you that أي حد فينا, any one of us here, would rather have something that is incorrupt than to have something that is corrupt. يعني you open your fridge, كويس? And then you find كده in your fridge that there was a piece of steak that had been forgotten كده in a box for the past 55 days, and then no matter how expensive that steak may be, صح? بلاش نتكلم على الستيك كتير, otherwise everybody's gonna leave me. No, okay, so, but anyways, so if you happen to have whatever it is that is expensive or valuable or whatever, but once that piece of whatever food, okay, it goes corrupt, will you dare to take a bite of it? لا, صح. maybe لو في next to it شوية فول فريش you would opt out for that one. Okay. So the bottom line is corruption came as a result of death, right? Why? Because so long that we were connected to God, so long that we were connected to God, we were alive. But then what happened the minute death, that what happened the minute sin entered into the world? Right when sin entered into the world, then we became separated from God. I want you to think of this as you're cutting up the umbilical cord, but unfortunately, it's a dead baby, right? So what happens after this is we became corrupt being. Well, Christ came, and through his resurrection, he restored us again to this newness of life. So now we're no longer corrupt. When Jesus last Saturday, exactly a week ago in the morning, went to raise Lazarus from the dead. How many days had Lazarus been dead? How many days? 4 days he had been. For when he went and he said to them, roll away the stone from the door of the tomb. أول حاجة, the first thing that Mary cried out to Jesus and she said to him, what? She said to him, he's been dead for 4 days. There's what? Stench. He's corrupt. He's gone corrupt. راح Jesus immediately رد على he replied to her and he said what? He said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, he will live. Because when Jesus came and he offered us that resurrection, then there's no more corruption. So see, resurrection moves us from corruption to what? To incorruption. But I want you to remember one thing, okay? Sometimes when you get something new, right? And you forget حاجة صغيرة, a small thing that is corrupt, and you leave it in the midst, بيقولوا إيه, a bad apple will make the whole patch bad, صح? So sometimes if you forget one thing small in there, this is gonna rotten, it's gonna make corrupt everything else. It has been a long 55 days, okay? And we have working really, really hard to get rid of some of our sins and our bad habits, right? Let's not carry anything of that old and take it with us into the new. Because if you take some old and you put it in the new, then the new will break apart. Okay, we'll go. So if you said the first thing is sown in corruption and is raised in incorruption. He said the second thing is sown in dishonor and it is raised in glory, the opposite of dishonor. Is glory. Okay. Sown in dishonor and is raised in glory. There is nothing more shameful than sin. Nothing more shameful than sin. Right when Adam and Eve fell into sin and they heard the voice of God looking for them, what was the first thing that they did? They both hide. They both hid. Okay? And why did they hide? Because they realized their nakedness. And Adam went and he said to the Lord, he said, Lord, I heard your voice and I hid. And I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. So do you see, this is what sin did to us as humans. Sin, this removed, sin removed for us, from us, this cloak of grace. It has removed from us this breastplate of righteousness. Then all of a sudden, we became exposed. We became exposed and we became a mockery to everybody. What do you think the devil did when he tricked Adam and Eve into falling in sin? What do you think the devil does every single time he makes any one of us falls into sin? He sits there and he laughs. He sits there and he laughs because he has humiliated us because we have left our grace, or we have put off our grace. So Christ in his resurrection, he came to cloak us, to put on us again this garment of grace. There is a very big difference between the picture that you see here today and the picture that was here yesterday. Yesterday, we had a naked Jesus on the cross. Right? And what does that resemble? It resembles to us what dishonor has sin done to all of humanity? Isn't that what the Bible says? Mal'oon man 'alaq 'ala khashaba is cursed, or his shin, this who is hung on the wood of the cross. Today we see him clothed in righteousness and white. Okay, so this is what resurrection has done to us. Resurrection has restored to us again this garment of righteousness, has covered us. Jesus, through his resurrection, offered us to all be covered and be and put him on. Okay, it is said it is sown in corruption and raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor and it is raised in glory. The third thing, it says it is sown in weakness and is raised in power, or is sown in weakness and is raised in strength. Every single time we are faced with a temptation, and then when we fall into it, when we come and we sit with Abuna for confession, then what do we say to Abuna? Well, Abuna, I faced this temptation and I was so what? Weak. I was so weak and I fell into it. See, sin is weakness, right? It is much harder to live a pure life than to live a life in sin. It is much harder to forgive than to revenge. It is much harder to love your enemies than to hate them. It is much harder to do what is good than to just do what is bad. Do you know why? Because what's bad is what's natural. And this takes me to the fourth point. It says it is raised a natural body, but it is sown a natural body, but it is raised a spiritual body. Okay? We are spiritual people. We all have received God's Holy Spirit on the day of our baptism. And those who walk in the Spirit are the children of God. It is the natural thing to fall in sin. This is why God in the Old Testament, when he gave the commandments, the Ten Commandments to the Israelites, okay, the Ten Commandments were lenient. He said to them, do not commit adultery. But he mentioned nothing about not looking at someone, right? But he came in the New Testament, he says, no, I tell you, don't even look. Because if you looked, then you've committed adultery in your heart. And he said, I did not come to contradict the law, but to complete the law, right? To complete it. Why? Because he came and he told us that which we were not able to do on our own. Because we were just human. But now, I have a congregation in front of me of not human. I have a congregation of Christians, okay? And Christians do that which is supernatural. A Christian is a person who will forgive. A Christian is a person who will resist the temptation. A Christian is a person who will elevate himself from what is natural. So we thank the Lord for his resurrection, because his resurrection was not just his resurrection, but his resurrection was our resurrection, because he became the first fruit. And that which he has accomplished, he has implanted on all of us so that we can all may be able to accomplish that in him, to whom be glory forever. Amen.